Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Speaking of a bit of fun, I love this start to a video. Really love this start to a video.
Simona visited Ireland alone last year, but this year we finally were able to go again together. We have an exciting series of videos planned, starting with recommendations for fun things to do in Cork. We'll make sure you have plenty of crack. By the way, crack is Irish slang for having a good time. It's not what you might have thought.
I love it. Simona and Sandro join me. Morning, guys.
Good morning, PJ.
I'm glad you put that bit in at the end. It's not what you might think it is. Hey, Simona, are you there?
Yeah, we were not sure. We have a lot of people from like the States that watch the videos.
I know, yeah, the crack. No, it's very good. And I love the filming on it. You went almost straight from there to Blackrock Castle and Blarney Castle and fabulous views of Cork. It's a great video. It's part of your YouTube channel, original Travel Z. Why the Z, lads? Simona?
Well, this is a little bit of a trivial story, maybe. In the beginning, we were just looking for a nice name, and we're like, original, this is actually something that we want to incorporate, but travels, just with an S, it was already taken, so we had to improvise a little. And luckily, there is also a connection with the place where we live, actually. So we live in Zurich, so yeah. There you go, the Z. Yeah.
Nice, that's cool. Because we thought it was like Gen Z or something like that, but is it to do with that?
It's not, the concept is not about that really, but both of us, with Sandro, we belong to the millennial generation, so we do believe that we have a lot in common when it comes to travel with Gen Z, and I think some of the things are like, we're trying to, firstly, we always want to book everything online, secondly, we want to have this unique, off the beaten path experiences, and I think also all of us want to be better travelers in the sense of we are really interested in the social and environmental impact of travel, so we want to be better in that.
Yeah. You discovered Cork before you brought himself with you. How did you first discover us?
I've been many times to Ireland, and I've always heard that Cork is a great place and I have to go there. Somehow, I never had the time until we decided to go together with Sandro in 2019 for the first time. We were there just for a couple of days, but we already felt, oh, what a great vibe. We totally have to come back. And luckily, in 2024, we were able to do that. We're very happy to visit again.
It's fabulous. Sandro, what do you both do? Is this your full-time job, Sandro, or what?
No, sadly not. We both do, actually, we do many things. So Simona's day job is working in marketing. My day job is working for a brewery. And we also run actually our own beer tour here in Zurich. So we bring people to different pubs and breweries and tell them how beer is made. So that's why when you watch our channel, you can also see there's a lot of like beer content. So yeah, that has to do with that.
So we do a lot of things. You are both so suited to Ireland, you know?
Definitely.
So
absolutely.
The video about Cork, and I'm as a Corkman, a proud Corkman, I'm so delighted you got to see so much of our city. Was there anything in particular that impressed you both, or either separately or together? Start with you, Simona.
So we really enjoyed the vibe of the city. We had the feeling that it's, the feeling that you would get in a bigger city, but also the very nice communication between people. Everyone was so nice. Mm. The pubs and places we went to, all the restaurants, everyone was so kind always. This was really made an impression on us.
Yeah, was there a place in particular that stood out that you'd say I'd go back there again?
Absolutely. So we even started following them on Instagram. They're called Abbott's Ale House.
Oh,
they have amazing beer, and they are incredibly friendly. So this is a place we will for sure be going back.
And Sandro, would you be the same? I know the Abbott's Ale House would probably be of interest to you. But did you have something about Cork that you particularly liked?
I mean, yeah, all the beers, of course, but also what impressed us was, and that was something like, usually when we travel, we check out before we go a little bit what we could do, but the street art that we saw all over the city, we were not really expecting that. So all of the murals you have in the city center, and we found out that it's part of the contemporary art project. That's and there's actually a website with audio guides, and you can find out about the artists. That was really cool.
Yeah, is Cork? I think Simona's line might have fallen there. Someone's line might have gone down there, guys. Are we all right? I know it doesn't matter. We'll work through it as best we possibly can. For people visiting Cork, do we advertise ourselves well enough, Simona and Sandra? Like, were you able to find out before you came here things that you should look out for?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, to be honest, we've been researching. Definitely we've been researching.
Hi, is that Marco?
One moment, guys. I think I can solve that problem. Hold on. Sorry about that. Cheers, guys. I had that problem solved. It's internal. Go on. That beeping on the line. Okay. Sorry about that. You were saying then the advertising or advertising ourselves before you came here, Simona.
So to be honest, I really think that most of the information I got was by word of mouth. So I think when people do go to Ireland, they are aware, you know, Cork is a great city, it's the second biggest one, and they would go. But I feel like a lot of the focus still is on, you know, how it is, usually it is on Dublin. I feel like there is more that you could, my personal opinion is that you can definitely kind of emphasize on some of the great parts of Cork, like for example, great food, for example, that you can travel for that. And of course, as Sandro mentioned, also this great project with street art. This is a great thing to explore in the city. So I think that you can emphasize on these things.
Yeah, we're a city, Sandro, that we're very, very proud of our history, and it's very long and very detailed history. Did you get a sense going around just how historical our wonderful city is?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can already see it when you walk through the city. You see the historical buildings and all of this. We actually also went to it's also part of the history, to the Cork City Gaol, the old jail.
Yes.
And we also had a tour there, and people were, our guy told us a bit more about the history, how it also was in the city, how to live there, and obviously how people ended up there. So yeah, there's plenty of history, but I think we still have a lot more to learn about the history, because there's so much.
Did you see the ghost?
They told us that there actually weren't any ghost sightings recently, so no, sadly not.
So if you were writing, and I know you've got more videos to come, there's an 11 or 12 minute one up, but I know that you've got more visits about Cork. So other than, say, Abbott's Ale House, which I think a lot of people will discover, if you had to pick one, Simona, that a person could not come to Cork and miss, you have to come to Cork, you have to see this, what would it be, Simona?
Very good question. Let me think. Well, to be honest, I don't know. The whole experience for me was everything was in our videos you will see actually how we addressed all of these different topics, the food, the beer, and the places that we like to visit. But one thing that you shouldn't miss, for me, it's kind of really very hard. Maybe I can concentrate a bit on the food. I think one thing you should not miss is go to Goldie. I know it's probably popular for you Corkonians, but maybe for travelers it might be something that they will miss out on, but they have to go.
Goldie was now named as the fourth best restaurant in Ireland.
It's amazing. It's lovely.
Yeah. Sandro, would you agree with her on Goldie?
Definitely, but another thing I wanted to mention is, obviously, with me, everything's always a bit focused on beer. obviously because I work for a brewery, not because I drink a lot of beer. It's at Franciscan Well, the beer bar, the brew pub. That was a really cool place. Also quite historical because there used to be a Franciscan Abbey on that area and everything. And we had a tour there, even like a small brewery tour. And that was a really cool place. They even do comedy shows. And that was one of my favorite places. I really think if you want to have a pint and have a laugh, it's a really good place to go to.
So where else would you recommend, where else will you be traveling on Travel Z? Where else will you be going and that we might want to go to as us Cork people?
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you headed?
We have noticed that very often people tend to, let's say, ignore or forget things that are not so far away from them. And one of our absolutely favorite destination is, if anyone of your listeners hasn't been there, Edinburgh. It's for us maybe one of the best places we've been to, and we really come back to it quite often. We also have a lot of videos about it. And I mean, I am from Bulgaria, actually, originally from Sofia. Yeah. I have to mention my hometown. It's a hidden, it still is a hidden gem, so there is still a lot to explore. And you know, you can also still check out our videos about it, because it might be a little bit difficult to find the cool things to do in Sofia, but I think we have a lot of helpful information about that.
Fabulous. All right, listen, Sandro and Simona, Travel Z, so in other words, travel with a capital Z at the end of it, will find your videos. And good to know that you love our city, particularly our food and our beer. Thank you very much, Sandro and Simona. You'll find they've loads, and they do their videos really well, and their production on them is really cool. Production's really good on them. Thank you both, guys.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.